sort of, there's a something real thick in the air, so you can't even see. There's something real thick in the air.
A big fog or a mist.
Uh-huh. And if there was a lot of fog, you'd say, yeah. What kind of day was that? You'd say that was
fog and wet.
And if the wind's been real gentle and it's gradually getting stronger, you'd say that the wind is, if it was gentle and now it's getting stronger,
yeah.
You'd say,
yeah. Yes, we're going to have some strong wind, more bad weather.
Yeah. Well, if the wind is would you say something like picking up or coming up or blowing up? Or?
Well, we might roughly say that. The wind is going to blow up some kind of weather.
Mm.
With that being said.
Let's see. What if it's the opposite and the wind's been strong and it's getting weaker and weaker? You'd say it.
The wind's getting milder and it's not so hot.
If there's a white coating on the ground, in the morning you get up and there's a white coating on the ground, you might say you had a
snow or perhaps.
And if that was real bad and it happened to the lake, you might say that the lake
is frozen over. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now one thing I'm kind of interested in about the old things is they used to have bearings and
Wertheim
bearings and stuff. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, Mike, you're not asking me a question on that?
I'm just asking you about the old time burying customs.
Well, when I was back young, the old time burying ground was different than what they are now.
Mm-hmm.
They were called graveyards. So we're all in cemeteries now.
Were they different? Are they different?
Well, same thing.
Yeah.
But in the way we buried people, I guess that's what you want, we first, it was more easy that the party was dead.
Mm-hmm.
And that you want the grave dug. The neighborhood would get ready and they'd go out there and they dig that grave for the dead person.
Mm-hmm.
And go back to the family and tell them the grave was ready and you can have the burial any time you want it.
Mm-hmm.
They'd have to make preparations with the minister to come and preach the sermon or the funeral over the patient, over the dead. They'd take it to this dead person, put him in a homemade coffin back then, or a very weak cap for it, glued together. They'd fasten that down with screws, make it good and tight. After the cops were put in it, of course, then they'd take him to the put the lid over, take him to the church, have his funeral, we call it preached, conducted, and they take him down to the cemetery, and the neighborhood now would be doing this back in those times. The neighborhood would take this man out of a wagon or a